The approach that I take is a standard Gauss-Newton method. So the inverse problem is solved as an optimization problem, so that this objective function is minimized. The minimization of this objective function is equivalent to obtaining the least square solution of this rectangular system of equation. And I use the modified Gram-Schmidt method to solve this matrix equation. Good thing about using this approach is that this solution is more accurate than other approaches like conjugate gradient. And the bad thing about this approach is that computing time increase exponentially as the number of the unknown increase. So if it exceeds, say, 10,000, the computing time for this system may dominate the computing time. So in that case, this approach may be a bottleneck for the inversion. And another important thing to talk about is how to obtain the sensitivity of electric field and magnetic field. And I use the so-called adjoint equation approach. So I use these equations to compute the sensitivity of the electric and magnetic fields. And here, Ej and Em are the electric field due to four different finite sources. So in my case, I carry out forward modeling due to four different sources. They are the X and Y directed electric and magnetic sources. As I told you yesterday, the convergence for the forward solution due to electrical dipoles is much slower than other forward solutions like magnetic responses. Computing the sensitivities may dominate the computing time. This is a DS model, and the data I used are the not impedance, the off-diagonal element of the apparent resistivity and phases at 70 period, ranging from 0.1 to 1,000 seconds. I used all 59 stations. Next, please. This shows the inversion detail. The grid used for forward calculation is something like this. And this grid is different from the grid I used to generate the synthetic data. The grid that I used, I showed the larger grid yesterday. So the grid used for forward calculation is different from the grid for generated data. And the number of unknowns is about 3,500. And the constraint
was... Why is the number of unknowns less than the number of grid elements? Or you only invert for a subset of the model?
Yeah, the I called this one blocks. And in this case, I call it the cells. I mean,
So you have the inversion grid and the model grid.
consists of several finite difference cells.
Or a subset.
Yes, subset. And the constraint that I used is smoothness or Laplacian filter. I didn't use the constraint on the closeness to reference model. I generally, for synthetic data, I don't use the constraint on the closeness to the reference model. But for the real data, sometimes you may need to incorporate that kind of constraint. And the iteration number is only 5 because I use the standard Gauss-Newton approach. And the final RMS data misfit at the 5th iteration is 1.8% for apparent resistivity and 0.33 degrees for the phases. I didn't add the Gaussian noise to the synthetic data, so I achieved this low level of data misfit. CPU time was about 18 hours on a PC with the Xeon processor. Next, please. This showed the inversion result. I show the vertical slices of the inversion model along the four profile line. And the solid line show the boundary of the inhomogeneity. And there are two main features in this result. The first one is that resistive body is poorly resolved. And another feature is that the lower boundaries of the conductive body smears out. This shows the horizontal slices of the inversion model at three different depths, 9, 23, and 35 kilometers. Okay, this is it.
Sorry, could you just tell me your roughness function? Is it a summation of your derivatives horizontally and vertically, and are they all linear?
Yes, a very standard Laplacian type roughness. I mean, so
I wonder whether if you use the logarithmic vertical, whether this would help to
Actually, I use logarithmic of resistivity as an unknown parameter. So the smoothness is also applied in terms of the logarithmic resistivity.
I think there's a whole discussion we could have on appropriate measures of roughness.
And anyway, the data misfit is very satisfactory, but I'm not satisfied with this result. I feel that I need some focusing technique to improve the resolution. Maybe there are some focusing technique available, so I would like to incorporate that kind of technique.
Your result is, it's this typical of a smooth model inversion.
I think the one thing that needs to be looked at, we can discuss this as well tomorrow, is not just a single measure of misfit, but look at your residuals, both spatially and with frequency, because you might find certain parts of your data being underfit and other parts being overfit.
I have not yet seen the distribution of your misfit. Generally speaking, the data average data fit is very good. I mean, 1.8% for apparent resistivity. So I'm not worried about uneven distribution of the data fit. In this case,
there shouldn't be
You mean diagonal element?
Yeah.
Off diagonal element.
Off diagonal.
Off diagonal.
Yeah, because when looking yesterday at the forward responses, the diagonals look very smooth.
Yes.
You don't see the 10,000 of meters. I think this information must be in the,
for this
in
particular
the diagonals when you look at the material.
I think for this particular model, you don't have to consider the diagonal elements because the off diagonal element is very small compared to the off diagonal elements. So
yeah, but the contrast of the structures that you recover is very small, from 160.
Yeah, but there's no sensitivity to the resistor structure. I mean, that's a typical problem with the T in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This resistor just doesn't hardly give any response. I mean, the current's, you know, it's down deep and at the surface, you just don't see it.
And you see the challenges. You see the boundaries because of the challenge distribution.
The currents, if you measure at the surface, are not sensitive to that resistor at all.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
No, it's the charges.
But there's no. But you don't see that effect.
I think the poor resolution has nothing to do with neglecting the off diagonal element. I forgot one thing to say. I'm supposed to give a talk about how to obtain the sensitivities tomorrow, but the only slide I have is only this one. Only a few minutes is required, so I should talk a little bit more. And I think as I said, I explicitly perform a forward modeling due to the finite sources. And as I said before, the convergence for the solution due to the electrical dipole source is slow. So can be a serious problem. I mean, for this sensitive data set, compute time is only 18 hours on a PC, but actually for the secret model, CPU time is about 3 days, nearly 3 days. That's because one reason is that I use a larger grid for forward modeling, but main reason is that the computing time for the Jacobian, this is my guess, but the computing time for Jacobian may dominate computing time because I will talk about it later. There are some anomalous zone near the boundary, and in this case, poor solution due to the electric dipole convergence is very slow, and that's why it took about 3 days to perform inversion for secret model. So my approach to perform explicitly for modeling inversion, for my inversion